Okay.
Jets coach Mark Robinson, that was a good fight back in the final session today, Mark.
Yeah, it was. We've stuck at it all day, really. Didn't play particularly well yesterday. Although it was a good toss to win, or bad toss to lose, whichever way you want to look at it. But didn't play very well yesterday, and we stuck at it today. Didn't ball particularly great back in terms of early on, in terms of backing up Mags, who was magnificent all day. But obviously, Ash gave us some control. Mags was phenomenal, just kept bowling all day, didn't he, and giving them nowhere to go. And we got what we deserved in the end, and just gives ourselves a little bit of a glimmer back into the game.
Must have been difficult for Ed Joyce to try and get that combination right to bowl with Steve McGoffin today.
Look, we always said, look, you have to reassess where your attack is without Monty, because it's where you need an all-rounder, really, isn't it? You need a five-man attack now with this balance, don't you? Monty was, could do this controlling role and the attacking role when the conditions meant. So it's coming to terms with trying to balance attack. We'd have loved Finchie to have been in a better place with his bowling, but unfortunately his bowling isn't where he'd like it to be and where we would like it to be, so he wasn't an option for this game, because you're really desperate for one of the batters to be able to bowl seam, and you'd have had a bit more of a five-man attack, but we haven't got that. So what we've done today, we've stuck at it really well. Hatchie and Jimmy bowled well at patches. Mags was magnificent. Ash did a real workmanlike job that we probably would have expected him, or not expected, what we hoped he might be able to do, and he delivered that. And we've got a couple of wickets at the end, as you said, is just potentially giving us a bit of a foothold maybe back into this game.
Are you still having to manage Steve McGoffin's knee, because he sort of bowls in shorter spells? Is that the rationale behind that?
How many overs he bowled today?
Oh, lots, absolutely.
I think he bowled an extraordinary amount of overs in the last game in short, with short recovery time, and he has done today. So he manages knees in between games, etc. But look, he's stood up and been counted this game and the last game, as he is every game.
Oh, it's tremendous. What about Ash, as you were saying, his bowling today? The players were delighted when he got a wicket as well. What did you make of his performance?
I sat with Glenn Gooch for quite a long time, actually, and it was interesting at times hearing an independent viewpoint on some of your players, good and bad. And he said, I thought it was Samit Patel when he saw him as a cricketer. And he's bowled with good control today. He's a clever bowler, he's an experienced bowler. He's not the biggest spinner of the ball, he's not the biggest man, so he's going to have certain limitations. But what he did do, he gave the captain control, and he got hit into areas where the captain could control as well. The wicket's quite slow. The odd ball turn, which is interesting. I think we've been here, I think Monty had 4 years here, and I don't think he had one wicket that turned at home, unless it came out the foothold. So he'd be cursing himself if this starts to spin as the game goes on.
And difficult for him as well, because he was coming on to bowl one wicket down, the batsman well set. And
on a day two wicket as well, so yeah. Yeah, and a short boundary on one side, isn't it? I mean, Williams has played a great innings in one sense, that he's glued them together with a kill for that yesterday and allows people to bat round him. But I suppose in one other sense, he didn't put the spinner under pressure as well. Somebody to put the foot to the accelerator with that short edge, Ash could have got some wickets, but we could have had nowhere to go.
You spoke there about other bowlers, and obviously you're missing two in this match, notably Chris Jordan and Luke Wright. I wonder how frustrating it is, Mark, that they're with the England squad, they've had three matches and neither of them have played yet.
Yeah, of course it is. You always want your best players to be playing, and Chris Jordan especially on this type of wicket has the ability to bowl quick and upset one or two batters. And there's one or two batters that we quite fancy against a short ball in the Yorkshire team, and CJ has proved that this year to quite a number of batters around the circuit. And on slow wickets, something like him can change the course of a game in an innings, but he's not here, so that's no point really stressing or ruining. We accept he wouldn't be here, we knew he won't be here, and whether they're playing or not, I'm more frustrated for them, they're not getting opportunity, than I am for Sussex, them not being here.
How do you see the match panning out from here, Mark? I mean, there's a talk of some weather around. Let's put that to one side. How do you see the next 2 days developing?
Well, look, you don't know. You don't look too far ahead. Ideally, we're just into a second new ball. We make good inroads into the team. We concede maybe a small lead or even be level, and the game moves from that point of view. We bat a lot better than we did in the first innings and put Yorkshire under the pressure in the last dig.
And on the back of the defeat, I must be delighted with the way the players have responded, particularly in that final session today.
Look, in some ways the players are great at Durham. Their work rates, their application, there's a bit of lack of confidence with one or two, which is hard to mend, isn't it? You only get that through performance. But this team doesn't lack boss.